with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Later today, former President Trump will sell out his position on a key issue in the presidential race, abortion. On Truth Social last night, Mr. Trump wrote that he will issue a statement on, quote, abortion and abortion rights. Thousands rallied in Washington, D.C. over the weekend, marking 6 months since the Hamas terror attack on Israel unleashed the war in Gaza.
Bring them home alive today!
Marchers demanding the release of Israeli hostages still being held by Hamas. The marchers chanting, bring them home alive today. The Israeli military has withdrawn the bulk of its forces from the southern Gaza city of Khan Yunis, while stressing it does not mean the war is over. IDF officials say the troops are resting and are regrouping for the next phase of the operation, which could be an attack on the last Hamas stronghold of Rafah. Also at SRNNews.com, the head of the UN's atomic watchdog is denouncing a drone strike on one of the 6 nuclear reactors at the Russian-controlled Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant in Ukraine.
He said that this kind of incident cannot happen. He said it was a no-go. He said it was essential that both sides did not jeopardize nuclear safety. And he has warned repeatedly in the past about the dangers of military activity near a nuclear power plant. And it's interesting that we've had this sort of situation where both Russia and Ukraine have regularly accused each other of shelling the plant and risking nuclear disaster.
The BBC's Bethany Bell. No relief in sight to skyrocketing gas prices, up 7 cents in the past 2 weeks. According to petroleum industry analyst Trilby Lundberg, says the national average now $3.67 a gallon. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 9 points. This is SRN News. Most Americans think the public schools are in trouble.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds 51% of respondents think the K-12 education system is headed in the wrong direction. Only 16% think it's going in the right direction, and the rest can't make up their minds. The survey also reveals that amongst those who think the schools are going wrong, most blame teachers for infusing their lessons with politics or woke social values rather than sticking to the basics. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-Semitism is on the rise in New York City again. Police report that after a recent decline in attacks, the city saw a spike in March. There were 43 anti-Semitic incidents reported last month, compared to just 17 in February. In fact, the March tally is the highest for New York City so far this year. Anti-Semitism is on the rise all across the U.S. and around the globe, especially following the Hamas attack on Israel in the last fall that sparked the war. This is SRN News. Hundreds of thousands of people are flocking to the best viewing spots for today's solar eclipse, and some folks will be heading to the ballpark following the big event.
An earthquake shook Yankee Stadium Friday as the Yanks took batting practice before their home opener. 3 days later, the Yankees will play after another natural phenomenon, but at least this one is expected. The solar eclipse Monday afternoon, with parts of New York in its path. The Bronx Bombers will host Miami at 6 p.m. in a game pushed back 4 hours because of the potential for delays. And by the way, the first 15,000 fans will receive a Yankees solar eclipse t-shirt. Jason Walker reporting.
Capping a perfect season, South Carolina has won the NCAA Women's Basketball Championship, defeating the Iowa Hawkeyes by a score of 87-75. More details at SRNNews.com.